Merci, Monsieur le
Thank you very much, Chair. Luxembourg aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. My delegation congratulates you for chairing the second GGE Laws session in 2023, and you can count on our full support. My country continues to be deeply concerned at the risks inherent within the use of laws. The global community has a responsibility to ensure that these technologies don't have a devastating humanitarian impact, which they could have. Luxembourg supports the ongoing GGE on laws. It's a process which must continue under the umbrella of the CCW, and the efforts made in March must be consolidated. We must continue along the lines of the 2019-11 guiding principles and find a consensus to operationalize these principles. We welcome the fact that there are many global initiatives to reflect on laws. The process has caused a new dynamism, particularly the Netherlands and South Korea forum organized, and the event in Costa Rica, and the Autonomous Weapons Conference as well. These exchanges have made a significant contribution to the work of the Interministerial Working Group in Luxembourg, which has been studying the appropriate way to govern laws at the national level. We also welcome the significant contribution of academia and civil society to our work, which enrich our debate and allow us to set the bar very high in terms of our ambitions. Our country commends you for all your efforts. We must now debate the convergence identified in March. The prohibition of systems which are non-compliant with IHL is anchored in Article 36 of the Protocol to the Geneva Conventions, but we are convinced that this is an essential element which ought to be highlighted in the final report. We also want to reflect on the dichotomy approach, looking at those systems which are incompatible with international humanitarian law and human rights law, and those which require appropriate regulation, the so-called two-tier approach. Laws will become more important in future military technology, and throughout the target and life system of these systems, we believe we ought to maintain human control, appropriate human control, and we have to consider the importance of risk mitigation measures. The centrality of human responsibility must always be considered, alongside military and economic considerations. We are particularly attached to human control as a concept. In a future mandate, my country would welcome a particular focus on the divergences on the term human control, so that we can have a normative and potentially legal framework at the international level. We remain committed to promoting human rights in a fair and balanced approach, particularly as regards gender issues. And underrepresentation of women and other historically marginalized communities in science, technology, and engineering and maths has a significant impact on the so-called intelligent system, and the adoption of an intersectional approach in all emerging technologies as that.